welcome to Marijuanders. You're not going to believe what's going to happen on this episode. Stay with us. It is a ball breaker for sure. You don't like that?
You're such a dick.
We have a guest on the show to start things off today. Joining us is producer Nick. Been a long time. How you doing, Nick?
How's it going?
Good, man. Listen, did you hear what happened to Grizz?
What happened?
Well, I want you to listen to the rest of this episode because basically, in a nutshell...
Shut up, man. I can't believe I'm doing this.
In a nutshell, he broke his balls. In a nutshell, he broke his balls fucking.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had my soundboard.
I know.
Oh, well, if I can just...
Oh, the baby cry.
Oh, well, let me just share the...
the careless whisper sexy
well,
song.
Can't you... Okay, a little bit of the baby cry, if you don't mind. Maybe just try and do it for us, Nick.
Oh! Does that sound good?
I fucking hate all of you.
I can't believe we got our Nick soundboard back. This is so exciting. All right, listen to the rest of the episode. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man.
Hold on.
Title of the next episode of Marijuanderers, I fucked myself into a hernia. Fucking random.
Yeah, that was the message I got. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that was, the message I got. Shall I read the, by the way, welcome to Marijuanderers. I'm Mike, there's Grizz.
I'm Grizz, there's Mike.
What's that in your lap? Ice?
Dude? Yes, it's ice.
It's so nice it's that ice. We were able to kick the show off with our soundboard, Nick, able to give you the baby cry.
Uh-huh.
This episode, as you just heard, is called, I Broke My Balls Bucking.
It's not funny.
I have to tell you, our buddy...
Shut up, dude.
Pauly Assnuts. he sent a message as well. Hold on.
Yes.
Let me just share this with you. It's like everybody's in on this, man. So why don't you tell... Maybe he could explain it for us because in the message that he sent, Frank, if I may be honest with you, it kind of sums up... This is him making fun of you, mm-hmm. All right? Okay, here we go.
So, I'm banging this fucking chick, right? And I don't bang a lot, so I really wanted to fucking bang, you know what I mean? So I noticed my balls are coming out of my ass while I'm banging.
I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
That's my favorite thing ever. I noticed my balls are coming out of my... Okay, so explain to us, what happened, Grizz? Are you okay?
I'm going to be fine with surgery.
Yeah.
What?
I found out
I have to have surgery like 4 or 5 days in the hospital.
When?
Probably won't happen until September.
No, that's no good for us.
It's no, we have, no we good have, for us. What does us have to do with it?
We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work in the marijuandering community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have things to do.
Mm-hmm. The problem is
cannabis
sometimes makes me cough, and coughing with a hernia can be dangerous.
Is that true?
You ever had a hernia?
No.
Right. Try coughing or sneezing.
This happened during coitus?
You're so fucking clinical. I don't know what I'm saying. You're getting fucking clinical.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. For layman,
I was
vaginal
getting,
intercourse?
I was getting down.
Getting down.
I was getting down.
Getting down.
Down with a new partner. I was getting down. And
new partner.
New partner. And as I was getting down with the new partner.
Yeah.
It was a little athletic, let's just say.
Okay.
And
well
even
done.
Though I
Boing.
Work out 4 or 5 times a week, apparently I'm not as athletic as I thought I was.
Yeah.
And I hurt myself. And now I got a hernia. Are you happy? Because I sent you a text, and it was pretty simple. You asked me how I was doing. I didn't say much.
Yeah.
And then that resulted in a complete fucking barrage.
Oh, by the way, there's a great meme out, an I Broke My Balls fucking meme with a Grizz right there.
No.
It's the best ever. It's right there on at Marijuanderers.
You should put those emojis up too. Then, if you
it's
do
very
that.
Good. Oh, should I?
I think those emojis are pretty funny.
Okay,
I gotta say,
I'll put them up.
You sent.
You want to hear? What's the first one that I? Is that the first one that I sent you?
No, that was the third. The first one was
here. It is.
Such a dick.
What the fuck is... You're so random. Holy fuck.
That was message number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you all right?
Not how you doing. Not yeah. Are you going
to
be okay?
We'll get to that today.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, we won't.
So you got 5 days of surgery. You're going to be under the knife for 5 days?
No, I'm going to be in the hospital.
That thing must be huge.
It's pretty fucking severe, dude. Yeah. Pretty severe.
So yeah. What's it? Is there a clinical name for this, seeing as I'm a doctor?
They call it an indirect hernia. So, or a lingual, I don't know what the name of it is exactly.
Right,
but
right.
It goes, instead of popping out of your belly, yeah. like some hernias do, yeah, this yeah. one goes down into your junk, right, into the old sack.
So it's sharing space with your nuts?
It's sharing space with, yeah, there's nothing like your bowel spending time with your testicle.
Right?
They're getting along fine. They might not see eye to eye, but it's... It's kind of what they got to do right now. It's like Three's Company, right? There's a misunderstanding.
I don't want to laugh. I don't want to. And then something like that comes out, and what can I do?
Well, it really is Three's Company.
Do you mind me? Can I delve in a little bit deeper, so to speak?
What the fuck? Delve in a little bit deep? Yeah, go. I'm not going to get out of here until you do it, so go.
So, okay. Wow, where to begin? I've had so many questions since I got your message. First of all, Brian, if you're just joining the podcast, I don't know how that happens because you downloaded it and you started listening and unless you just skipped forward, which is possible. And if you did, let me explain again. Brian broke his balls. Our good friend Grizz broke his balls over here. Fucking. So how, is there a position you want to name?
Like I said, It was an athletic endeavor.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of launching.
No, but, I mean, okay. So was there a point at which you went, oh, man, my bowels are in my testicle.
It's funnier when you say it, isn't it? See? Makes it that much better for everybody else, I suppose. Fucking dick. It's cruel. It's cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a cannabis culture show. I just wanted to point that out.
CBD. It does wonders.
Oh, we should look into that.
Fuck
for
that.
You.
I don't.
Okay.
No way.
All right.
No way. So, yeah. So what if you to fill out the story a little bit? I was having a nice time with a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And I'm quite smitten.
Sorry,
by
what's her.
Her
name again?
Forget it. Right. Marsha. We call her Marsha.
Oh, that's a nice name.
I don't know.
Hi, Marsha.
I always got a thing for Marsha.
Thanks for breaking our friend's balls.
I'm going to lose him for 5 days. We might sue.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Let me ask you something. Do you think we need to launch a lawsuit here? I feel litigious.
I'd like to know if it would be possible to actually sue someone for giving you a hernia
during
sex.
I'm going to look into it.
Of course, we don't have insurance for that.
What?
All right, I guess we don't. I thought we might.
We don't have fuck insurance, no.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, well, I'm glad we had this meeting.
Thanks, I'm so glad. So if the building burns down with me in it, there's nothing.
No, I don't know. There's probably something for that, but not for hurting yourself fucking.
Okay,
no.
So
unless there's something I missed in the paperwork and I just signed off on, which is possible. Okay. So you, what position was it at the moment, at the very second you went, oh.
I didn't go, oh, until after.
Okay.
So
you finished the deed?
So yeah, I made it through the deed.
All right.
It was all good.
Who's the boy? Who's wonderful. My man? Come on, right there.
I was holding it together, right, there, yeah. Right? Literally holding it together.
Yeah.
And then I had to go home that evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to leave, and as I was about to leave, I forgot something upstairs. And as I walked up the stairs, all of a sudden, I felt like I had...
Well, how do you know that you did it then?
Well, because before, I could go up the stairs. Uh-huh. After... I couldn't go up the stairs. Oh.
You know, you could be a doctor too.
Shut up, man. Really? So
good at this.
And then it felt like someone had tied a bowling ball to my scrotum. And then I drove home.
By the way, if you're listening at home, don't try tying a bowling ball to your scrotum. It was just a figure of speech.
I say do it. But
wonderful.
So I went home. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I must have overexerted or something. No big deal. I should be fine. So I applied some ice.
Yeah.
Like any sane person would apply ice to a sore area of their body.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I woke up the next day and I was really sore and everything felt bigger. And not when I say bigger, I don't mean like bigger and brighter. I mean, it just felt bigger and
swollen,
heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So I made a call to,
Was that okay? All
go
right.
ahead.
Yeah.
No. Go ahead. I made a call to a private medical clinic in Toronto here. And I went in and met with the nurse practitioner, who's a beautiful woman from Knoxville or Nashville, Tennessee.
Tell you what, man, you're both, I'll tell you.
And
hold on. Did she say this to you? Did she say, hey, tell you what, man, your balls are swollen. Your bag is the size of a June bug.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Hold on. Did she say, tell you what, man, you got like the NASCAR of nuts?
No.
No?
No. What happened was I was explaining it to her. I sat across from her at her desk.
You know what? I heard a country song about this situation
shut
one
up,
time.
Dude, it's not
like I got my nuts in a knot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You good?
Yep.
You good? You sure you're done with that?
Where was she from?
She was from, I think, Nashville.
Tell you what, man. Back in Nashville, we have a saying. Don't fuck till you break your balls.
Shut up, dude. Really? I'm glad you're enjoying this so much. And it's real laughter, everybody. Just so you know, Mike's really laughing.
Well, yeah.
That's not a laugh like a radio laugh. That's a real laugh. He's enjoying the abuse.
Every second of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm glad. I'm glad. I hate you. But
I hate you, buddy.
Good. Good. We're even then?
We're even.
I like being uneven keel with
really
you.
I don't really hate him. I just have to say that because he says it first.
So anyway, I went and I saw this nurse practitioner. And I'm like, hey, I got a thing going on. I don't know what it is, but it hurts. And it's down there. And she says, okay, so what happened? And I said, well, I was with a partner. And then and I was getting really nervous, right? And then she started to laugh. And I looked at her. I'm like, oh, it makes me feel so much better when a woman laughs at me as I'm talking about my lovemaking, right? So she's like, no.
Wow, that is a little bit disheartening,
so
right?
She's like, no, I don't normally laugh. She goes, but you're so funny. That's what she said.
But you called it the Spider-Man, and that struck me as funny.
So then the next thing is I got to stand up and show her stuff, right? Which is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it would be for sure. You're German, right?
Anyway, I showed her everything, and she said, yeah, you have some swelling going on there, so let's send you for an ultrasound. So then I had...
Sorry, ma'am, it's that Nashville accent.
The Nashville accent was... Yeah. So she sent me across the hall for an ultrasound. And then I had some Indian dude putting warm lube on my balls and rubbing it with an ultrasound wand, which made me feel really unsettled. Mm.
Oh, I see. Yeah, would same for me. Anybody would.
Yeah,
really
I can tell, dude.
That.
Yeah, you really look like you were sort of into that
second. Oh, my God.
I can introduce you to the guy if you want, I suppose. But
yeah.
So then I came back and they said, oh, well, it looks like a hernia.
When?
They came back right away. Like
no, when are you going
to
introduce me
shut
to
the fuck off, asshole. Such a dick. I swear to God. I can't win. I really can't win with you. So then they said, this should help with the pain.
Okay. So now you got to have an operation that takes 5 days. You're going to be under the knife 5 days, you think?
I go under the knife one day.
For how long?
And then it'll probably be an hour.
A lot of people die under anesthetic.
A lot of people die from trying to pronounce it apparently as well.
I had a mini stroke just now. Oh boy.
So that's it. So I got a hernia in my bag. And
I'm sorry, buddy.
My balls and my bowel are playing Three's Company.
I'm sorry about that.
And like every episode, there's a misunderstanding.
Mm.
And now I got to go have surgery. And I love that you love this right now. And I also was with Lady Friend last night.
Oh, I don't know if that's allowed. I think after 5 weeks after the operation is when you should probably start thinking about that.
I'll have my license suspended after the operation. I won't be able to drive.
Really?
They remove your license.
Oh.
Yeah. Which freaked me out. So
yeah, that's weird.
I get a hernia and what?
At least you won't be driving around in that van.
Fuck off. Leave my van out of this. So.
By the way, a great episode. You should download it right now. Leave my van out of this. Bear Wanderers. And yes. And I have to remind you of this. Please subscribe to the podcast. It helps. And listen to them. Thank you. You know what I hate? The Awakener was in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's killing it with his numbers.
I know he is.
We suck.
He's destroying us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... If you haven't listened to The Awakener, I spent some time with him on his show.
Yeah, it's great.
It is pretty interesting.
I'm not a conspiracy guy, but just the way that you guys talk, it's really entertaining.
He's a fun guy to talk that shit with. I mean,
yeah, let me tell you his real name. His name. Oh.
Is that Zen music again? You're trying to make me feel better about myself?
Brian, just focus on your nuts.
Die.
They're back there in your eyes.
Just die. Just die. I don't understand you. You know, one day it's going to happen to you.
Hey, you knew who it was. I could have brought him on. So, you're lucky. Lucky I just let that call go,
that's
right?
That's the most fortunate part of my day.
Hey, I did all right, didn't
absolutely.
I?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's kind of like, welcome. That's almost like a bowel invading your testicles.
That is the best description of our buddy right now that just called ever. No, we're not talking about you, Garth. Somebody different. But yeah, the Awakener, man. I looked at his numbers. He was like showing off his numbers, and I'm like, look at those numbers, man. They look swollen like Brian's nuts.
You know what's really interesting, though? What we found out is that he's been people have been listening to his podcast through his website rather than iTunes.
Oh, yeah,
so the numbers are actually skewed. No, they're actually lower than what they should be because
really?
Yeah.
So they're even higher?
I think he's got 1,000 listens or something like that.
Off his website?
Off his website from the direct link, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I don't know how. Do we do that? Probably, right?
You do that. I'm not even allowed to touch the phones.
No, but I need to know, do we do those kind of numbers on our website? You're not allowed to touch it. Don't touch it. If you're thinking about touching the website and stuff, I will, though. I will take a look. I don't even know about our numbers. But he was telling me his numbers, and I'm like, wow, that guy's a big deal, man.
Yeah. He's a lot bigger than I thought, man.
Shit.
And he's good. He's getting better all the time.
I like it. Yeah. So, anyway, check out The Awakener, that fucking stealer of naughty numbers.
Hey, can I talk about cannabis for a second?
I was hoping somebody would.
Okay, here you go. I was at a dispensary the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, my feelings, we talked about it with Max, I think, a little while ago, about hybrids and how I'm no fan of hybrids.
Yes, baby.
So I was talking to somebody the other day and in a dispensary, and I told him how much I hate hybrids and I don't understand why you guys sell hybrids. It's a dumb idea. And strangely enough, he agreed with me, and this is what he said. He said, when you buy a hybrid, what you're doing is you're getting less of one and less of the other. So you're really buying a weakened strain entirely.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that. So which explains why you're up, you're down. You don't know what the fuck to do.
Well, you know, and then microdosers would say, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, and I can't.
I do find like a non-hybrid, like a real strong indica, it can make me just really tired the next morning now. Mm-hmm. I notice that. Sometimes a hybrid is just it's almost like the indica tries but can't try too hard on me.
Okay, so I guess a straight indica is like a shot of whiskey and a blend.
A glass of Chardonnay.
A glass of Chardonnay. Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yeah, I think that's a good description.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you have an opinion on that, share it with us. We'd be happy to talk about it. You know what? I want to talk to you about something.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what they're doing at some of the dispensaries in Toronto to shut them down?
What, the illegal dispensaries?
Yeah, the illegal dispensaries.
Okay, no, go ahead.
Ooh, see if I can find a picture of it here. They have been putting huge cinder block, massive 4x5 cement blocks in front of the doors.
What?
Yeah, piled up in front. I'll see if I can find a photo of it. Blocks in, I don't know, you tell me, am I Googling this right? Blocks in front of dispensary, I don't know how to spell that. Doors. Spelled with a D this time.
Good for you.
Yep, did all right.
Like they're actually
Toronto now covering illegal weed dispensaries with giant cement blocks.
Oh, like
I imagined it.
It sounds like Russia.
Well, take a look. It's really interesting. Look at that.
Are you kidding me?
No, look. There's like, how many? 9 blocks there or something?
Those aren't just blocks.
Huge cement blocks.
So they're closing them down and then putting those things in front of them
so people can't access them. And check this out. There's another one there. The city's doing it. City and the police collectively just blockading the doors.
I'd like to know what that costs because those things aren't cheap, right? So who's paying for that?
What do you think they cost?
They're probably about $3,000 to $5,000 each. because it's a highway block. It's a Jersey barrier they're putting up there. That's not just a regular.
Well, it's not going to be there forever, right?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know.
Like, what's the point of doing that? It's been closed down. If you know they're going to go back there and open it up again, just send a cop.
I don't know what the theory is on this, well, man.
The theory is that the city of Toronto is a disaster, and they don't know what they're doing.
Look at that. That's not that. That looks like the landlord did it.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, is that even safe to put there? Like, who knows what it's going to do to the structure of the building?
Depending on how it's anchored.
Right? Anyway, what we're looking at is what? 3x4 foot cement barricades.
Yeah.
Piled on top of each other to block the entire doorway.
You should post those on the website and the Instagram because I think people need to know what's going on and how governments are trying to stop people from actually accessing cannabis in a reasonable manner. Speaking of reasonable and cannabis, did you hear what happened with that case out in Western Ontario here?
What?
With the some kids they thought...
They thought they had smoked fentanyl-laced weed?
Yeah. And you and I had some conversations about this. And as it turned out, what was it? It was synthetic weed. It wasn't salvia divinorum. It wasn't marijuana. It was homemade chemical THC or whatever. And these kids were foaming at the mouth and they nearly died. So once again, weed gets a bad rap.
Dude, I'm foaming at the mouth. Yeah, dude.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They're putting Jersey barriers in front of stores that are selling cannabis. And my guess is they're not selling crummy cannabis. They're selling good stuff. And yet there are people out there making this garbage.
Yeah.
And whoever made that chemical THC is walking the street and he's got no problem because there's absolutely no one to stop him from doing it. This is like the 1960s and angel dust and LSD all over again. All this chemical crap is going to come back and kids are going to latch onto it because they don't have a reasonable access to cannabis. And that's
that
a big
sense.
Problem
yeah.
for me anyway. So I think that putting up those photos of what Toronto is doing to stop access to cannabis from private sellers is a great thing to show people.
I had to take weed back to the store in Halifax.
What?
It was terrible.
Really?
I had to take it back. And they're like, what's wrong with it? I'm like, well, it's terrible. It's dry. It stinks bad. It's just, I don't know when this was harvested or how it was grown, but it just doesn't even smell like weed.
Do you think that, was it a licensed dispensary?
Oh, yeah, the real deal.
So I don't know how it works then in those other provinces.
Well, they've got the same deal here as here in Ontario, where you have to go to a licensed dispensary or order it online from the province.
But then so what's the mandate and where do they get their cannabis from? It all comes from licensed providers.
Yeah.
Right. So, I wonder if...
Then I said to the person at the store, is there something you'd recommend that is actually smokable? And they went... No.
Really? No, they didn't.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, man. This government weed is just junk.
Ooh, it's government cheese, I call it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you're in Halifax, weed delivery, anyway, it doesn't matter. You'll see them on weed. But you know what I mean? Like, that was comedy, by the way. I like to make comedy on the show. Weed delivery. They made it easy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You'll find out what weed laughs. Nice guys. Good kids. But who knows? I mean, this is what the problem with the gray market is. That it's made to happen by bad decisions. And we're watching it happen in provinces where, you know, dispensaries are not able to do, you know, licensed grows from smaller LPs. There's no room for them. There's no room for the craft grower.
Well, there's a terrible arrogance amongst governments. And this is what I want everybody to understand. The arrogance among government is that they believe that they can run the weed business. They believe they can be drug dealers, right? Well, for the last 60, 70, 80, 100 years, there's been someone else that runs drugs better than any government could. And that's why the government made this crap illegal. But they don't want to let these guys in, right? No. They don't want to let proper managers of this business. And if you tell me, if anyone tries to tell me that the government is the best way to go, I will find you 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 100 private guys that have been growing weed for 30 or 40 years in warehouses and fields and wherever the hell else it is. And they can run that business more profitable than the government and cheaper.
I'm growing plants.
How many?
Two.
Nice.
I named them Ginger and Marianne.
What kind?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, they're mystery. Actually, I'm going to find out. A buddy of mine helped me start them. And I said to him when we brought them over, what are these? And he went, yeah, they're both different. I was like, do you want to tell me at a later date what they are? And he was like, yeah, I'm going to tell you later.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting then.
Yeah. And one of them is like really skyrocketing. The other one's getting fat and bushy.
So the one that's getting fat and bushy is the indica.
I thought you were going to say Marianne.
Shut up, dude.
I thought you were going to say Marianne, not Ginger. No.
You had to go there, didn't you? You got to go right to the gutter.
Sorry, what was your question?
I don't remember. I smoked a joint.
Yeah, all right. Never mind. Okay. There is something I would like to close the show off with, if you don't mind. Oh, God, I laughed so much early in the show. It made it really hard. Oh, boy.
And your balls are better than what? Huh?
That was another one that I said to you. I said to you, are you all right? He goes, my balls are better. And I'm like, your balls are better than what?
He's such a dick.
Yeah, but still, this is first reaction.
What the fuck is... You're so random. Holy fuck.
I'm never going to live this down.
This is what it's like being friends with Grizz.
Uh-huh.
Like, something will happen. I'm like, you did what at the drive-thru?
It was only one time, and I got caught. I almost got charged. So, that was fine. You're not supposed to do that with a milkshake. I didn't know.
Marijuanders on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Tell a friend about it if you don't mind. And if you're in the weed business and you want to chat with us, Mike at marijuanders.com. Grizz, I hope your nuts feel better.
Thanks, buddy.
And we'll leave you now with the wise and beautiful words of our good buddy, Polly Assnuts. How much do you love that he would send this?
By the way,
this is not even a character. This is our friend, Polly Assnuts. Here he goes, right here.
So,
take care, Grizz.
See you, buddy.
I'm banging this fucking chick, right? And I don't bang a lot, so I really wanted to fucking bang, you know what I mean? So I noticed my balls are coming out of my ass while I'm banging. And I figured, this ain't no fucking good. I tell you, this ain't no fucking good. I had to go to the doctors. Doctors told me, you broke your fucking balls.